Welcome to Under Lock and Key, news and commentary about prisons from the Revolutionary Anti-Imperialist League and the Maoist Internationalist Movement. Letters from prisoners report, repression is on the rise. The U.S. incarcerates a greater percentage of its population than any other country, sending more black men to prison than college. The purpose of this program is to educate about and inspire activism against the American lockdown.
A letter from a prisoner in Salem, Oregon. This Department of Corrections has for years tried to force me to work either for nothing or for a dollar a day. Every time I get in trouble, they take my money or put me in debt. I owe the Department of Corrections $1,073.33. $312 of that is for damages. I receive $20 a month from my mother. Half of this is taken every month, sometimes the whole $20. As I write, I'm locked down in a prison inside this prison. It's called IMY, or Intensive Management Unit. They say it's not a punishment, but a program. I'm doing a six-month program. This program consists of five anger management packets. They are brought to my cell as I finish them. I've been in here not quite 2 months, and I finished all these packets. This so-called program is more of a lockdown than the Disciplinary Segregation Unit, DSU. All I can figure is it's a program on paper, but work and punishment in reality. This is the most important letter I've ever written. Just to know that people are out there who still care about the oppressed, like me, makes my life a little easier and fills my heart with joy. It brings the spark of life back. I have written to the ACLU on many different subjects, but all I can figure about them is that they want big publicity cases that put them in the limelight and make them the star of the day, the big heroes. There are also a lot of legal assistance programs and law firms around Oregon, but none of them want to take a case to help better prison life. Now, I can only guess why, and my guess would be money. I am no angel, I'll be the first to say this, but most of the pigs are no better than me. I feel they are even worse in a way. I don't victimize people for pleasure. I've done crimes because I'm a drug addict, and I have no skills to make a comfortable living in society. These people get paid to rehabilitate me, and look at the job they've done. I was out 6 days my last time on the streets. I was out of prison 4 days and was riding in a friend's car when he was pulled over by the pigs. The pigs pulled me out of the car by my hair, handcuffed me, and then kicked me in the face. Why? The cop said he could tell by the look on my face that I was going to fight. This is what the cop said in his police report. But I don't think that's what it was. I think this was part of my rehabilitation. I do have an attorney on this assault and battery case by the police, and I'm pretty sure I will be reimbursed. But will the pig be punished? Will he be rehabilitated? Not likely. Prisoner in Salem, Oregon, June 23, 1999.
In its newspaper, the Maoist Internationalist Movement responded, "Some branches of the ACLU and other individual lawyers have been helpful in fighting for better conditions within American prisons. However, we do not rely on progressive lawyers entirely, though. We build independent proletarian institutions. We don't categorically discount the assistance that progressives can make on proletarian-led campaigns. Our suggestion for prisoners is to continue to contact possible supporters on the outside, but also to work with United Struggle from Within and MIM to develop skills and tools necessary to meet your own needs. We have published several editions of MIM legal notes, including some introductory guides for becoming better equipped to deal with legal problems. Get your hands on any legal information available at the prison and contact us to work with other United Struggle from Within prisoners developing the Serve the People's Prisoners Legal Clinic. Second, we air letters like the one from the Oregon prisoner to help demonstrate that the current imperialist system does not meet the needs of the people. Drug-related crimes make up the largest justification for America's repression through prisons. America has no interest in eradicating drug addiction for a variety of reasons, the economics of the prison industrial complex being one of them. MIM upholds the revolutionary example of China between 1949 and 1976 as the furthest advance towards communism. In revolutionary China, the masses were encouraged in several ways to stop using drugs and engaging in other unproductive activities. The revolutionary method is to show individuals the meaningful and productive contributions they can make in society. The imperialist method is to use drug addiction as a justification for imprisonment. Mim has written extensively on rehabilitation and distributes several books addressing revolutionary methods. Readers dealing with addiction should study addiction in the context of anti-imperialist struggle. We welcome theoretical submissions on the topic of imperialist so-called rehabilitation versus revolutionary struggle.
Wisconsin builds more prisons. Here's my report from this belly of the beast, concentration camp. They've just started the building of at least 3 new prisons. They are 3 months away from the completion of what they call their Supermax, which is supposed to house Wisconsin's most dangerous prisoners. In the meantime, they're using all kinds of tricks to put us Africans and Hispanics on what they call administrative confinement. The catch is that they say the ones on administrative confinement have a 75% to 90% chance of going to this Supermax. Right now in the hole where I am, it is about 85% to 90% blacks and Hispanics. When the white prisoners come to the hole, they are released within 2 to 3 months. I myself have been down here for 1 year and 3 months. About 50% of us have never even stepped 1 foot down in the general population prison. We were sent here from another prison, but once we got here, they gave us a hearing and determined that we were too bad to get out into the population. I believe the reason for this is to fill up the Supermax as soon as it opens. If it is filled immediately, they can justify to those fools in society the building of more prisons. Yes, they are sending our brothers out of state to all kinds of different prisons. Please do what you can to check into this. The word around Wisconsin prisons is that Governor Tommy Thomas or his wife and son has a large piece of stock in the company that runs those, or in some of the prisoners in other states. That would be a real good reason for him to keep on sending us over there. He's protecting his family's investments. They only charge us $2.50 for medical help, but they make sure that they get you plenty of times. I've been on the waiting list to see the dentist since November 3, 1998. Since I refuse to pay the $2.50, he won't call me down. But he knows that I have a tooth that needs work badly. I take medication for migraine headaches, which they sent me to the doctor to find out about. But they say the prescription lasts for 3 months, so I have to put in a medical slip and go there. Once there, the doctor asks, "Do you still need them?" I say yes, and he refills them for 3 more months. But I still have to pay the $2.50. A prisoner in Wisconsin, July 1999.
Texas pigs beat prisoners routinely. A clenched fist salute to all my brothers who dare to fight in this war that these gray suits are committing against us inmates in this Texas prison system. My strength that breeds hope that I may get word back to all my fellow comrades who know not of the danger they face down in the dungeon of the George Beto I unit we all call administrative segregation. Here in this pit called Beto I, that is located in a small town called Tennessee Colony, Texas, any officer that is wearing gray would do anything to hurt and put an inmate down. I've seen it done so many times. I've behind these walls 8 years now. Inmates refuse to come out of their cells to shower or for recreation, afraid that the officers are going to jump on them, and they do. I've been in segregation only a year now. I've seen so many inmates get gassed out of their cells with pepper spray and get put in solitary confinement just because they wish to speak to some rank officer concerning a problem with one of the other officers. They always spray that gas on an inmate about 4 to 6 times. They know damn well it could kill a prisoner, especially if he has any kind of medical problem. A few months ago, a good friend of mine went to rec, but when the officer brought everyone in, they decided to bring my friend in last. But before they brought him in, the officer beat my friend real bad out in the rec yard. I have passed the MIM notes around the wing I'm on, trying to wake up individuals, especially the young. There's so many these days. I'm sorry to say, but most of this camp thinks that this is a game. I'm trying my very best to reach out to them the most, because I remember when I was their age. That attitude I had when I came down, so now I'm trying to open the eyes of the young to the struggle, like some of the older comrades did to me. I'm trying to reach more than one, and teach more than one. I was on Ferguson from 1993 to 97. I've been to solitary so many times. The officers at night would walk down the run with a list of names, and if an inmate's name was on that list, he's fixing to get beaten down. I used to sit up at night, and every time they did this beating, it would always be a black or a Latino. And while they beat them up, they would make them say stupid things like, yes, daddy, no, daddy, stuff like that. I salute to all my brothers who dare to fight this war that's behind closed doors. That was a letter from a Texas prisoner.
Northern State Prison Gang Unit demonstrates that American prisons are about control. This is a letter from a New Jersey prisoner. I am currently incarcerated in Northern State Prison, ADSEG Security, at a gang management unit. I'm labeled as a gang member by the Department of Corrections Administration. Once I'm finished with my lockup, I'll be forced to go to the gang unit program so that I can get back into general population. I consider myself a political prisoner because of my Latin King membership, and me and my brothers struggle daily in these dungeon walls. The pigs' treatment of us is terrible. Our mail has to be checked by the mailroom censor before getting into our hands. Money orders our family sends us take almost a month to get into our accounts, and our letters take about 3 to 4 weeks to get to us. The mailroom is working against us. These pigs give us a roll of toilet paper every 15 days, and recently they started giving us only one roll of toilet paper a month. How are we supposed to clean ourselves after using the bathroom once our one roll of toilet paper is finished? Now they are giving us infractions that cause us to lose recreational privileges for things like talking out of the cell doors, blocking or covering the vents in which the air conditioning is on full blast and is freezing, and having our clotheslines in our cells. Once we wash our clothes or dry ourselves after a shower, we have to hang our towels and clothing somewhere so they can dry. They are trying to make our time impossible and miserable by taking away our privileges. Bad enough, the rec is every 4 days, and the rest of the days we are locked in our cell. In winter, there is no clothing given to us to protect us from the cold, except for a state jumper and state coat that has STGMU on the back, and state BOBOS sneakers that have no type of insulation. If we catch a cold or get sick, medical costs $5 plus $1 for medicine. The state of New Jersey is getting worse every year. I would like to say to all my young brothers and sisters out there to open your eyes. Think of the consequences that you are going to go through if you commit a violent crime. These crackers, the governor and the Senate of New Jersey, along with the judges, they're not playing. The three strikes and the 85% laws for violent crimes and for any other crimes aren't a joke. It's time to stand up and not give the state of New Jersey's Department of Corrections the pleasure of caging us in its dungeons. I say to my brothers and sisters and Latinos everywhere, educate yourselves so that you may not be a casualty within these prisons. It's time to fight the oppressor and shut down these gang units. The less our people are in prison, the better our chances are not to turn on each other and against one another. We need to help and educate one another instead of killing ourselves and our people with that toxic poison that the white man put in our ghettos. The struggle must be over soon, in my eyes. If we are all to come together, we can come out on top. I would like to give my amour de re to all true black and gold fighting for the struggle behind the walls. A New Jersey prisoner, 19 June 1999. America denies medical care to prisoners. Comrades at MIM, I am truly sorry for taking so long for corresponding back with y'all. I'm having some medical problems with my stomach, and I'm finding myself being denied proper medical treatment, such as Brother Mumia Abu Jamal, who is being denied medical treatment for his swollen ankles. You know, these prison guards and wardens don't just take us out and shoot us in the head anymore to kill us. They are now denying us prisoners all across the U.S. proper medical treatment, no matter how severe our condition may be. Written by a Texas prisoner.
This has been Under Lock and Key, a revolutionary anti-imperialist league and Maoist internationalist movement program about prisons. For more information, contact RAIL, P.O. Box 712, Amherst, Massachusetts, 01004, or email radio@mim.org.